November 25, Sweet Music in Heaven. Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Matthew 25:40. Christ says to his redeemed people, Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Matthew 25:34-36. Prayers, exhortation, and talk are chief fruits which are frequently tied on. But fruits that are manifested in good works and caring for the needy, the fatherless, and the widows are genuine fruits and grow naturally upon a good tree. When hearts sympathize with hearts burdened with discouragement and grief, when the hand dispenses to the needy, when the naked are clothed, the stranger made welcome to a seat at your fireside and to a place in your heart, angels are coming very near, and an answering strain is responded to in heaven. Every act, every deed of justice and mercy and benevolence makes sweet music ring in heaven. The Father from his throne beholds and numbers them with his most precious treasures. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, when I make up my jewels. Our heavenly Father lays blessings disguised in our pathway, which some will not touch for fear they will detract from their enjoyment. Angels are waiting to see if we embrace opportunities within our reach of doing good, waiting to see if we will bless others, that they in turn may bless us. The Lord himself has made us to differ, some poor, some rich, some afflicted, that all may have an opportunity to develop a character. The poor are purposely permitted of God to be thus, that we might be tested and proved and develop what is in our hearts. Every merciful act done to the needy, this suffering is counted as though it were done to Jesus himself. When you succor the poor, sympathize with the afflicted and oppressed, and befriend the orphan, you bring yourselves into a closer relationship to Jesus.